The Sales Acceleration Show, where we talk about the science of selling across the areas of marketing, sales, and sales operations. Please join our Facebook group, Sales Acceleration. I'm your host, Gabe Larson, and with that, let's get at it. And we are live here on the Sales Acceleration Show. Another show, another afternoon. Excited to dive right in. I've been thinking a little bit about artificial intelligence and all this push for AI. If you haven't heard it, you probably should have. There's a lot of hype around AI. Am I right? Or am I wrong? I'm afraid I'm right. But I do think there is good reason for it. And so I wanted to share with you some thoughts and some research that we just published. This will be hopefully a little bit of a morning mantra, just me ranting about some of my thoughts on AI. So as you look at some of the data, 2016, crazy stuff goes on. 40 acquisitions of companies working to advance artificial intelligence. They say the AI market was worth $644 million in 2017. The value of the AI market's expected to double and then grow exponentially until it reaches $38.6 billion. That's billion with a B, as in boy. That's supposed to happen in less than 10 years from now. Now, Inc. magazine's called 2017 the year of AI. And honestly, I would say probably almost every brand has begun fighting to enter the space. Consumer-driven companies like Google, all over. They've got 11 acquisitions in the category to date. While companies like Salesforce.com, now, they did join the race just a little bit late, but boy, they've begun trying to catch up quickly. They've acquired two AI-based companies in the last year. I'm afraid AI is here to stay, and it's not just changing the market, it's changing the way that we live and work. So to better understand the perception of everybody's, in this disruptive technology, inside Sales Labs, we went ahead and asked a little over 2,000 people. We included a small group from the UK as well, but it was a 2,000 and change, variety of backgrounds and locations. Just wanted to understand their attitudes, their understanding, and truthfully, their expectations of this emerging technology. And I want to take you through some of the findings. So headline one here, consumers and AI, it's only the beginning. It was interesting because when it comes to AI adoption, most survey respondents, they said they're just getting their feet wet. In both their personal and work lives, people are split on their use of AI. Out of the office, all right, so this is basically at home, more than half, 54.7%, report that they have used AI in some way or another. Of the total respondents, so only 10.5% said they were basically using it all the time or could be considered part of that early adopter group, you know, because they're, again, using it basically pretty regularly. Now, the data suggests that regular use of AI might have a slight relationship with income level. In the survey, 54.6% of consumers said they use AI. However, it's clear that AI usage correlates with income levels, with the lowest point being a usage around $125,000 to $150,000. So you're getting the highest AI usage at the very top, you know, the 200,000+ income, and also real under that 25,000 umbrella. When it comes to the percentage of consumers using AI all the time, again, 23.3% make less than 25,000 a year. So that's the largest percentage of all income brackets, which is interesting. You know, My thoughts on this was that maybe more around the student population. A lot of students making less money. We're going to look a little bit at Gen Z, millennials here in a minute, but that may be one reason you're seeing that income bracket using AI the most. Now, couple other takeaways. Consumers today mostly interact with AI through services geared toward what? That's right. Travel and entertainment. So that would be such navigation apps, such as, you know, Google. 60% said they did that. Video streaming apps like Netflix, that's going to be 55% said they did that. And then music streaming apps came next, 47%. That's your Pandora or Spotify. Now, these technologies are very familiar to consumers. They've been around for, in some cases, a decade or more. But it's the new technology utilizing AI that's not quite hit critical mass. So only 12% of consumers surveyed reported finding enhanced assistants or digital AI assistants like Amazon Echo useful. So not very many. Two other areas that AI hasn't really gained that significant traction were home automation and then bots in the workplace. Only 5.5% and then 1% of respondents respectively reporting regular use in their day-to-day AI. So really interesting headline one, again, thinking about AI, consumers and AI, it's only the beginning. I think we've got a long way to go. The interesting takeaway on this was, I think there's probably a lot of education that needs to happen. So you saw from the survey, a lot of people don't think they're using AI, but then they report regularly using a lot of these AI-powered apps like Google Maps, etc. So some education's probably going to have to happen, as well as some trust. So the other big headline was it comes down to trust and trepidation around AI. As these AI apps become more widespread, there was a big indication, this, I like the word trepidation around it. So although when presented with a list of popular AI services, 41.5% of respondents, they couldn't cite one example of AI that they trust. Now, interestingly, that number increased almost half, 49.2%, with consumers in the Mid-Atlantic region. That's kind of your New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Interestingly, that sentiment is not shared throughout the East Coast. In New England, only 36.6% of consumers said they did not trust AI, demonstrating mistrust levels more on par with the West Coast respondents, which was more in that 38%. So you've got some interesting distrust and trust in certain areas of the country. Now, respondents reported being especially weary of AI working in industries that have had historically required a very high human touch. Only 9% of respondents trust AI with their financials, and only 4% trust AI in the HR hiring process. Those were two that were pretty low on the list. I just am throwing out some of these random facts. I kind of glanced through this study. Now, the brand thing was pretty fascinating. So consumers definitely know the companies they trust to lead this AI transformation and really deliver the technology that works. So we asked them, what are the brands that deliver AI that works? And who do you think popped out number one? That's right, Google. Google came out number one, 54.3%, followed by Apple at 46% and then Microsoft at 40%. Amazon was almost there. 39.6%, but couldn't quite get into that number three spot. So Google, Apple, and Microsoft is where we've more or less put our trust in those types of brands. Now, other interesting thing is kind of peering into this crystal ball. What does the future of AI look like? So despite some of our hesitations, most consumers agree that AI is going to have a significant impact on the future. Among those surveyed, almost 50%, about 48, 49% believe that AI will lead to medical advancements, number one. The next big thing was dangerous jobs. Most people believe that in the future, AI will take away dangerous jobs. Now, today, AI is about entertainment and GPS, as we said, but in the future, it dominated by healthcare and these dangerous jobs, and then you have some transformation and travel coming next. A lot of people wonder about the future of the workforce. Are we going to have an AI boss, or are we going to have coworkers that are AI, basically robots? Well, hold your horses, we're not quite there. Only 3% believe they will have a robot boss in the next decade. So whether it's going to happen or not, we're not buying into it. Today, 62% of respondents have no strong opinion about the use of AI in the workplace. And an additional 64% claim they've never used AI at work. That was probably one of the big ahas in this. I mean, that target audience, the B2B space, is just a greenfield for AI to win over. You're just going to see more and more of this. And I hope we can find good uses for it rather than bad uses for it. So the big place that people said they see AI benefiting in the workplace was streamlining day-to-day operations at work. In fact, almost 70% vouched for that one. So interestingly enough, despite fairly positive perceptions of the impact on their lives, more than a third of consumers surveyed reported concerns about job security as AI adoption increases. Now, this number rises to 41% with millennials and Gen Z. That's kind of that age group, 18 to 36. So for companies pushing AI adoption in the office, it might become a point of concern that some of your youngest members of the workforce that are the most technologically savvy and with the longest careers ahead of them are most worried about job security from AI. But again, fears aside, Gen Z and millennials, looking a little bit at them, they do remain positive, and they are the most prolific users of AI. 18% of Gen Z and 13% of millennials said they use AI frequently. That was more than any other group. 25% of Gen Z believes that they will one day have a robot boss. So they were the group that kind of bumped that number up. The rest of them didn't. But they will be probably the generation that will be your real AI accelerants, as I think we all kind of know. So that's kind of the thought. Let me wrap it up here. This is my thought for our Friday session. Was thinking of AI, some of our research. So closing remarks here. Let me think if I can think of something profound. You know, look, in work and in our daily lives, I do think certainly consumers are on the cusp of AI readiness. We've started to think about both at work and at home, what does the next 10 years look like? And we're starting to develop some real opinions, positive or negative, on the impact of AI. Now, as companies, let's flip there for a minute, as companies seek to successfully get consumers in this new age of artificial intelligence, it's going to be huge. It's going to be so important to ramp that learning curve. We've got to carefully balance AI education and promotion to forge trust, because truthfully, it's just not there. Across the board, the trust is not there. Some they're leaning positive, but a lot of people undecided. Education, promotion, fitting it into a workflow that actually benefits rather than hinders. Those are going to be the things that I think companies are going to have to really tighten down on if they want to win in this really open space of AI in the workplace. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more, again, just released a study called The State of AI 2017. Asked a little over 2,000 people what their attitudes, opinions, and expectations of AI are. both at home and in the workplace. You can download that study at insidesales.com/research. We also have a really cool infographic that I'll make sure I put in the show notes. You can catch that on my LinkedIn at Gabe Larson. So that's it. Wanted to talk all things AI, what's going on, and what our opinion of AI is. And with that, have a great day, and let's get at it. You've been listening to the Sales Acceleration Show. I'm your host, Gabe Larson. If you'd like to learn more sales acceleration best practices, go to InsideSales.com or follow me at Gabe Larson on Facebook. Thanks again for listening.